Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, guys.
Oh, such a good morning. Such a great weekend.
To the purple and yellow. Yeah, what's up?
No, it was just good. It was good.
So good.
Down North Carolina. Saw my Blue Devils in the season.
Of course you're in a good mood.
For North Carolina.
Yeah.
Saw them lose on senior night. Called the game right on game day. It was a good feeling overall, Key. You know, these little rivalries matter, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw you for a split second there looking very
dapper
and handsome.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You know, look like you belong, you know?
Yes.
Fit right in, absolutely.
Right. You know, glad to see you, Key.
Glad to see you get it right. Weekend. I'm trying to think.
Exactly.
No, it was good. I mean, I went to, you know, my son had football. I'm in that world again with the 7-on-7 stuff. Believe it or not.
Here we go.
7v7.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
the
man.
The best stories come from 7v7.
You know, yeah, my son's on the team. You know, Biden used to play on that team.
No, but it's 7-on-7. Who do you say? Joe Biden.
Yes, Biden.
Biden used to play on 7-on-7 team.
It's, you know, when you remove yourself from it and then you go back, you forgot about the parents. Like, dude, he's not going to be the next quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals. It's not going to happen.
Just let him have some
fun.
Just,
like, he's, you know, he's 10 years old. Let him have some fun.
Yeah.
It was so crazy. Typical me. I'm standing. My son, him, is waiting to play the next game, and there's a team we're watching. So I'm standing there. And the quarterback is legit, though. Quarterback's probably, I think he was 12 years old, left-hander, dude, every bit about 6'1", and he was 12 years old, right? Jay got a cannon. Got a cannon,
years old
a brother.
6'1"?
Man, he got a cannon, brother, right? Just lasering it. And he missed a throw or two or whatever, and so they had to give the ball back to their team. So the coach going off on him. And the kid done watered up. Now, the coach don't know me. I'm just standing there as a observer, right? And so the kid walks over and he's standing on the sideline. Now the kid got the water in the eyes, so you know I done had to all of a sudden be the guy to say, look, man, just
Coach Johnson.
He basically like, hey, here's what you do, man. Block that noise out. Don't pay attention. Drive back in rhythm, hit the back foot, let it rip. It's simple and easy. It's not that bad of an issue. So the dude, daddy, saw me talking to him. And I just happened to know the kid's father because he went to SC back, you know, way back when. And the kid went out there, did everything he was supposed to do without the stress level. And I'm sitting there going, you do realize, and I'm saying it loud, talking to my son and his group. I said, you do realize this is recreation, Max. There's no one out here is getting paid. And I'm saying it loud enough so that the coach can hear me. You know, I'm like, nobody's getting paid. This is recreation. Nobody's making any money. Nobody's going to get fired on the staff. And I'm saying it loud enough so he can understand what he just did to a 12-year-old kid. But that circuit, boy, whew, something else. God is something else.
So the news over the weekend, of course, and there was a lot of Knicks playing well and Kevin Durant and AD, and we could talk about a lot of stuff. But the headlines.
Draft combine.
But the headlines were really stolen by Ja Morant, who will be, quote, away from the Grizzlies for the next two games because the latest situation is he was flashing a gun on his IG Live, right, in a club. Now, on Wednesday, the Washington Post reported two incidents this past summer involving Ja that resulted in police reports but no arrests. The first alleged incident involved a confrontation with a mall security guard in a parking lot. The second incident, according to police obtained by the Washington Post, a 17-year-old boy alleged that Ja emerged from his house with a gun in his waistband and his hand on the weapon after a fight between the boy and Ja during a pickup game, basketball game, in Ja's backyard. On January 29th, there was a post-game confrontation between acquaintances of Ja and the Pacers' traveling party. The incident occurred by the Indiana team bus in the loading area of the FedEx Forum and was first reported by The Athletic. NBA security and investigators interviewed numerous eyewitnesses and reviewed video surveillance following allegations made by the Pacers organization that a red laser was pointed at members of the Pacers from a sports utility vehicle in which Ja was a passenger. So if you follow sports regularly, you're probably familiar with some or all of that, right? Well, Saturday morning or Friday night, Saturday morning, Ja's on IG with a gun. And that's like the final straw, I guess. In a statement, Ja says he takes, quote, full responsibility for my actions last night. I'm sorry to my family, teammates, coaches, fans, partners, the city of Memphis, and the entire organization for letting you down. I'm going to take some time away to get help and work on learning better methods of dealing with stress and my overall well-being. Before the game, guys, Taylor Jenkins, Memphis head coach, had the following to say about Ja and his absence from the team.
I mean, there's not a definitive timeline. I mean, we have said that it's going to be at least these two games. You know, we're taking it one day at a time. I mean, this is going to be an ongoing healing process. I can't comment in terms of what the exact timetable is going to be because it's really not a timetable situation.
He was asked about the focus on what Ja needs moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not going to share what those conversations are. You know, I think the focus right now is Josh taking on the responsibility to really get the help he needs to get into a better place, generally speaking, but also on the flip side, to be in a better place to, you know, embrace the responsibilities and expectations as a member of this team. That's what we're dialoguing about. You know, that's what we're going to support him through, but we're also going to hold him accountable too.
All right, guys. Jay, what's your... You know, what was your reaction when you saw or heard the latest?
Well, I saw the video over the weekend, and my first reaction was to myself, what the hell are you doing, Ja? Like, obviously, there are these allegations against you about, you know, showing a pistol to a teenager at your house, an incident happening at Foot Locker. You know, all these things are happening. Why are you bringing more attention to yourself? But Max, like you and I were talking about, and that to me seemed like it was a cry for help. Now, there's so many avenues to go into this issue with Ja Morant. Ja Morant is a young man who has all the talent in the world, but he needs to be held accountable for his actions. And for me, from somebody who made mistakes and made a pretty big mistake that got criticized and broken down by a lot of people, I can empathize with Ja because who he has around him will determine his ultimate altitude. A lot of times when you're a young man that comes into fame, and I think Jalen Rose did a great job, and I applaud him for his comments on NBA Countdown on Friday, and if you need to listen to it, he starts off by saying, I am Ja Morant. He was that guy that carried a pistol back in the day. I've seen NBA players. I play with guys that have carried Glocks on them, that have done things, even though there's no need for them because they've graduated from that type of society, right? But there's still a feeling that they need to protect their own. Who Ja Morant surrounds himself with has to change. His decision-making and the processing that he has to go through has to change for Ja to be the best version of himself. This is not even who Ja Morant is to me. This to me is more of a byproduct of rap, a lot of that imaging that you see that makes you think you're something that you don't have to be, imaging of people around Memphis that he decides to hang out with. But Key, there's no doubt, like, this is not who Ja Morant is. And for me, I put out a tweet and it got a lot of flack where I'm like, we as a basketball community have to put our arms around him to help him get out of his own way. Because for me, this is just immature behavior that is not even who he is. It's who he is right now, but it's not who he's going to become.
What do you mean you put out a tweet and got a lot of flack?
Help me
understand what tweet you put out.
I put out a tweet pretty much saying we as a basketball community need to put our arms around this young man and help him get out of his own way.
Instead of just saying bad Ja Morant.
Well, because it's easy to say bad. Yeah, everybody's going to say bad right Ja Morant. Hold him accountable and... You know, but there's so much, it's deeper than just bad Ja Morant. Especially key for us because we know what it's like to deal with fame at a very early age. I'm not saying that excuses any of his actions, but it's not as easy as just everybody's not LeBron James.
Well, one of the things I'm going to say is I don't know what he needs help with. I don't know what he's crying out for. I have no idea. Doesn't seem like he's crying out for anything. It just seems like he's being whatever he thinks he needs to be at this moment in time in his professional career. As it goes to society and he's trying to emulate what the rap situation is, that's incorrect. He's not trying to emulate what the rap scene is, because rap music has been around for a long time. Okay, I grew up in an era where rap music was big, as well as you know, Max and Jay. I didn't grow up around all of it, been around in my entire life. But what I would say is, I'm a dude that grew up in South Central LA. I don't need to rehash the way that I was born and raised. If you know me and you follow my career, you know how I grew up. Dirt poor, okay? I've been shot twice. My sister, who's still living, has been gunned down on two different occasions with bullets still in her body to this day. But I can guarantee you, when I graduated from the University of Southern California and graduated out of the streets of the University of South Central LA, there was no more need to walk around with a gun and fake like I'm hard. But I grew up hard. I didn't all of a sudden, I didn't have a two-parent household where all of a sudden I got to act as though I'm something that I'm not. I didn't need to do that. And I also say, when you're a half a billion dollar guy, potentially, in your career as a player, and you have a duty amongst the community and young kids that look up to you, there is no way in hell, and I go back to this and I'll say this because I grew up around all type of famous athletes. I never seen Shaq big, and he big as all outdoors. I never seen Shaq walk around with a pistol. Oh, you know who he had? Uncle Jerome with him. Uncle Jerome had the pistol. Okay, the gun, whatever you want to call it. I never seen Michael Jordan walk around with a gun. I seen Michael Jordan with a security guard. Scottie Pippen with a security. Kobe Bryant with a security. LeBron James with a security. I can go on and on and on and on. I can even go into football. Okay? If you want to do all of that and you want to say, hey, I'm protecting who I am and what, man, that's what you got them for. You got them to keep the riffraff away. When I decided that I was going out to the club, Jay, I had security. Oh, I had security with me so I could enjoy myself. If I want to take off my shirt, I could do that without acting as though I'm hard. Even though I know how I was brought up, even though I know I'm a bite, not just a barker, I understand that. But I also understand I'm not getting ready to trick off a half a billion dollars. It's just not going to happen.
So go ahead, Max. No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say to try to fit in the world. So I don't want to blame the rap game.
Hold on.
You ain't the only person that mentioned that, though, Jay. There's other people out there that are blaming the rap music and the environment in Memphis.
I'm not blaming the rap game.
I understand Memphis, too. And I understand the environment. And when you are surrounded in a certain environment, you're still going to be accepted. You don't have to act hard.
So is Ja Morant trying to act a certain way? Is he just living out his, you know, late adolescence basically into his early 20s? Or is he being influenced by people around him? Or is he crying out for help? I'm going to weigh in on this when we get back. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Memphis Grizzlies announced today that Ja Morant will be away from the team for at least the next two games. He has made three bad choices in a span of less than a year, and eventually you're going to run out of chances in this league. They'd like, you know, basically one more chance, one more thing, and you're going to be out of this league. I mean, that's the reality of it here.
Over the next six games, you know, Memphis struggles during that stretch. They could easily find themselves down third in the Western Conference.
What things have changed for Morant when he came into this league to kind of where he is right now?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And Ja Morant is going to be suspended minimum two games from the Memphis Grizzlies for the latest incident, is brandishing a gun on his IG at a club Friday night, technically Saturday morning. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. So, guys, Jay, you were talking about how it's a cry for help. And Key, you were talking about some other stuff. There's no need to prove that you're something that you're not. My feeling is this. I agree with you, Jay. It's a cry for help. And the reason I say that is this, Key. The first incident, you know, second, started to get reported. Yo, what's he trying to do? And the criticism that, or the analysis that you're now giving, Key, has been given about him recently. I'm sure he's heard it. Oh, Ja, people put out a song. He's from the suburbs, and two-parent households. That's a bad thing. And all this, and stop trying to be something you're not. So that's very much out there. It reminds me in its way. Remember when Perfect hit AB in the playoffs? When he hit him late? I remember going into that game, my commentary, I was doing Sports Nation at the time. I'm like, do people really think Vontaze Burfict's going to do something stupid in this game? All the talk for the last couple of weeks has been everything stupid he's done. Everyone's watching him. He knows. And then, in the moment of truth, they needed 14 yards. Remember they showed the graphic? And he hits them with a 15-yard penalty, and they lose the game. There was something wrong there. So what I'm saying about Ja is when all eyes are on you and you're acting, there's a certain pattern of behavior, and you've already been called out for acting out a role that's not really you, or maybe it's you at a certain part of your life, but it shouldn't be, given everything that's on the line. And Key, you talked about it, $500 million on the line. If you then do something like this, no one gets hurt. You may not have even technically committed a crime or anything like that, but you're drawing attention to the wrong kind of thing. When you do it at that moment, to me, that's a cry for help. He's not stupid, right? Like, he's not, it doesn't matter how wild he's trying to be. He knows everyone's looking at him and criticizing him for just this thing. It's not like he had a fight. It's not like he was defending himself. It's not like anything crazy happened. It was an unforced error. Like, he just fumbled the ball. In front of everybody, he, on his own IG, takes out a gun. Come on, Key, what else is that other than a cry for help, right?
I don't know what a cry for help means when it comes to Ja, but what I could say, Max, and you know me, I'm always the what-if guy, right? He didn't do this, he didn't do but what if? What yeah. if? Yeah. What if he gets into a confrontation with somebody, and then all of a sudden, he feels the need to reach for his waistband? And then that individual that's in the club with him also has a gun, and he reaches for his pockets. And then we're talking about a whole other
conversation. That's why I think that's what I mean by cry for help, Key. Like,
you know?
No question. What you're saying.
I'm a what-if guy.
But if you're barreling toward that outcome, or that's it's going to take you places, your behavior, that's going to bring you into contact and raise the possibility of what you're talking about, one way to try to get yourself out of it is to do something like that. Hey, look, everybody, look what I got. You're not really causing any trouble, but you're saying, come and get me. Like, I need some. Jay, that's how I see it. And Jalen's quotes, by the way, Jay, I am Ja Morant. I've been involved in drug raids. I've survived assassination attempts. I've been that undisciplined young person that was trying to figure out how to be famous, how to be successful. Mm-hmm. He's going to return. He's going to be a better person. But unlike in Jalen's case, I think Ja is asking for the help. In this case, in a way that wasn't really going to hurt anybody. He wasn't in a beef. It didn't set up. It was like completely just advertising, hey, someone come and get me.
So I want to address
help me.
Yeah, a real thing that, because I got into a real conversation with somebody about it yesterday on my flight back from North Carolina, and we were talking about the scenario. And he was like, well, Jay, you know, Second Amendment rights. He has the right to own a gun. And I said, yes, he does. He does have a right. Now, we'll find out if he has a gun permit and all the paperwork for that, right? That's something to be determined. But also, Ja Morant at that time, being a young black man carrying a gun, tossing up, like let's remember what's at stake here, regardless of whether he had a gun permit or not, right? Throwing that up creates reactions to that. If you were in a situation, like yo, Young Dolph was killed in Memphis at a cookie shop. It's one of their own. That's one of our own. So, I first off, we shouldn't even be in around situations like that, nor set that, because they're different strokes for different folks. Right? Let me say that as it relates to the Second Amendment, okay? Because Ja throwing up a gun late night is different than Max, you throwing up somebody. You know what I mean? There's a different feel towards it, I feel like. Does that make sense?
It would be stigmatized differently.
1,000,000%.
Both should be stigmatized, but that would be stigmatized.
And Key, the last thing I'm going to say, and I don't know if he has. I don't know if he hasn't. I would assume he has. I hope and I pray that T. Morant, who is his father, really sits down with Ja, or has been sitting down with Ja, to make sure he understands what's at stake here. I think T. Morant, like, this to me is such a bigger conversation, because I know the role that T. Morant has in Ja's life. And I see T. Morant courtside at games, getting involved in likes of Shannon Sharp, you know, the crew that comes around Ja. And it's been an ongoing conversation in Memphis, right? People showing up to games. Are they the best representation of Ja? All this stuff. And T. Morant, as his father, I pray, is spending time with him saying, you know what? This lifestyle that you're trying to live, that maybe people think that we're all emulating, let's just get focused on what's important. And let's focus on not putting ourselves in situations that can become precarious, where we're involving, you know, police officers or alleged incidences. This is the opportunity for us to change our family and create generational wealth and create the next iteration of ourselves. I pray that he's having conversations like that with his son.
Key, I want to hear what you have to say about this. And I have some things to say, and the callers have things to say. You have things to say. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. We're on ESPN Radio, ESPN 2 till 8 a.m., ESPN U till 10 a.m., Sirius XM Channel 80. We're on the ESPN app. Click more. Scroll down to the lower right-hand corner. And you'll see live radio, or you scroll down, you look at the right lower right-hand corner, you see more. Click on that, scroll down to live radio. We're right there. You can say, play ESPN Radio. We pop up on your smart speakers. You can download the podcast. So I know guys with Ja Morant, who's in trouble. He had several incidents that he was not charged for.
Alleged.
But
yep.
There were police reports. And a lot of attention has been drawn to him. He's drawn it to himself, really, for his behavior off the field of play, off the court. And then he it's not like someone else video recorded him when he didn't know. He recorded himself on his own Instagram brandishing a gun in a club on Friday night, Saturday, really technically Saturday morning. So You know, I know a lot of people's reactions, Key, nowadays, if you say, you know, when you get into trouble, you one way out of it, of avoiding accountability, responsibility, is to say, well, I need this time, please respect my privacy while I seek help, right? Because we're in this very kind of PC world where if you seek help, oh, everyone leave him alone. And he needs to be accountable. On the other hand, the reason I agree with you, Jay, that it is an issue of crying out for help is the incident that got himself to this point, that the straw that broke the camel's back in this case, was an unforced error. It was him not hurting anybody, not doing it, but brandishing his weapon on his own Instagram, saying, like, look, I'm just in, someone get me out of this.
Max, right? I'm sorry for interrupting.
Yeah, no, I'm done.
Do you know what it was? He was doing his own rap video, man. It was like his own video.
Right.
Like that, and Key, like when you had mentioned before, like growing up in South Central LA and coming from that, I get your background. I'm just going to try to help you think, like, fast forward that by 35, 40 years and what a lot of these kids are going through today and seeing cats on videos, whole Glocks, whole different things, like just tossing up, not really using it, but it's like for show. It's like, yeah, that's what I got the power. Not,
by the way, the same thing
using
when
the power, but I got it.
When you rent the you know, the whatever BMW or Mercedes, whatever it is, Maybach, when you rent it for your video, that's not really you're trying to front like you
exactly.
got the money.
Yeah.
I know I seem to be a dinosaur at times.
No, I'm not saying yet.
No, you're not. Based on when I play, so to speak, of my age, I just want to say this. You do understand there was rap videos in drug trade in
Key.
Uzis and AK-47s and people brandishing guns and rappers being gunned down in the streets having violence and all. So that ain't just then. It's now. It was before.
But not everyone had a video
but Key,
camera.
What I'm saying, Key, is you grew up living that life, man. Lived it, right? So this to me is more of an example of a young man who didn't grow up that way, but it's like I'm trying to think.
But that's why. But that's why I say to you all the time, just play basketball. If you John Morant, play basketball.
Yeah, but see, Key, like this is
stop trying to be something you're not.
You could be Michael Jordan. What are you doing?
But y'all, this isn't like the first time this has happened. Like yo, Allen Iverson, like had an unlicensed gun.
He didn't put it on IG.
They didn't have IG back then.
Right, but he didn't go to some live broadcast.
I agree. But if there was social media around 20 years ago, you know how many cats you've been looking at and thinking about differently?
No
like,
doubt.
We had incidents back in the league with Gilbert Arenas and Jarvis Creighton.
No
okay?
Doubt.
Like, I hear Matt Barnes talk about this with Steven Jackson all day long. Like, you go back to the 80s, 90s, like early 2000s, this was very much a thing.
Yeah.
It's not making it excusable for what it is now. I'm just trying to help y'all understand the history of things.
Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson are actual tough guys, right? But I think it's like a perfect storm for Ja because he doesn't come from the same background. As I said, it's an unforced error. Error in this case, he's doing it to himself. He's putting it on IG himself, right? There is IG now in
TikTok
social media.
Video.
There wasn't back then. So it's like kind of the perfect storm converging and Jaws in the center. But
it's like the social media TikTok.
But look, man.
This should get him the help he wants, apparently.
I understand what you're saying about Stevie Jack being a certain way and Matt Barnes being a certain way. I mean, I know both of them very well. This is a different type of guy. This is the potential. Well, I don't know if it still is going to happen or not, but this is a guy who is part of that five group face of the NBA. Yep.
I understand.
Ain't no Steven Jack and ain't no Barnes five people into the NBA faces of the NBA.
That's
it's
right.
Totally different.
So
my whole point in all of this is you've got to understand what you're dealing with. And when I say by that, I'm talking about the people around him, the people that he's got to write the checks to, the agent, the marketing directors, all of the people that want to eat. When you don't have your stuff together to protect the guy who's the breadwinner.
100%. Yep.
Guess what's getting ready to happen? That breadwinner.
Half a billion with wings on it. See you later, right out the window.
And half a billion might be light.
Yeah,
this could be a billion-dollar guy.
It could be a billion-dollar guy. Jim Tanner needs to hire somebody to be full-time PR for him. I don't know why he doesn't have somebody full-time PR for him right now.
It's not even PR,
no,
Coach.
No. I understand.
It's not even PR.
I'm giving one level of it, Key. I'm not saying it is. Obviously, you're digging into deeper rooted issues which need to be addressed. But what I am saying is, like, every time these incidents have occurred, like, he needs somebody internally on his team talking about what his public image is and where it needs to be and focus him full time on
that. No, I understand.
He's got to just get right.
I understand that. I understand what you're saying, Jay. But if you doing the things the right way, and that may come. This may be a wake-up call. I don't know.
Yeah, he deleted TikTok, deleted IG. He's not on social media no more.
Because right now you spook. Right now you're scared now. They done took you off the court.
Yep.
So you spook. So things are going to change, right? I mean, that's just the reality of it. But again, that crew that you have, they got to protect you because you're the breadwinner.
Right.
Daddy, homeboys. Ain't nobody saying don't get rid of your homeboys. I kept my homeboys stayed around me all the way up until I started ESPN. And then even when I was at ESPN, my first several years, I still had my people around me.
They just need to understand what time it is. You know what I mean?
Like,
Ja was a blank slate to the public. And anything they would have put out there, he could be a choir boy. He could be whatever, right? And people would buy it because they don't know about him yet. But now what they know about Ja is this. That is enormous brand damage to a guy who looked like he could be the face of the NBA. Key, you have something to say? People want to weigh in. They've been waiting.
Yeah, weigh in with the people. Okay. We got 3.5 hours to talk about this.
Ed in Wisconsin, you're on with KJM, ESPN Radio.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up, Ed?
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Hey, I want to say hello to all of you guys. I got to say hello to Key, because Key the pride of Susan Miller Darcy. So, you know, I was over there off of Farmdale and Coliseum over in that area. So I want to say that. But this stems from, honestly, his parents. Because his dad is trying to be a homeboy instead of a dad. And you know what? You can say whatever you want about LeVar and the way he used to boast and stuff like that. But I'm almost guaranteeing you, if his kid did something like that, for one, he's going to check him. And then we know he had the one kid had a little situation at the store. But that was minor compared to this. Because like Keith said, if you surround yourself, they could be your buddies, they can be your homeboys, but you get to a point, this is grown people stuff, and you playing a game that not only can cost you your career, can cost you your life. Because once people see you with a gun, now what they going to do? Now they think you about that life, and you really not built that way.
100%.
You think you built that way. You know, so I just want to say, man, look, I like you guys' show. I'm a truck driver in Wisconsin right now. I listen to you guys every day from 5 o'clock until you guys get off the air, man. You guys be safe and have a good day.
You too,
yes,
bro.
Sir.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, he's not built like that, man. When you ain't built that way, just, you know, push pause, man. And I understand it's different times, whatever you want to call it, but it's really not.
But
we had NWA growing up. You know what that stands, NWA with attitudes.
Yep.
Like, we had that. We had blank the police. We had all that. We had violence around us. So this notion of, well, I want to be tough, I want to be hard. Like, man, if you don't sit your ass down somewhere, that's what his daddy got to tell him.
Yeah, but
Keith, that's what the homeboy got to tell him.
That's why I said from the beginning about T. Moran, his dad. I said, yo, I don't know what that relationship is like, but I know the weight on that relationship, considering he's a black father of a young man who has a chance to be the face of the NBA. And how you represent that is important. How T helps his son represent that is not only his job, but it's something for a lot of other people that are going to be paying attention and watching.
All right, guys, a lot of people want to weigh in on this. We will be talking about this throughout the show. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Meantime, has one star put all the questions around him to bed? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
I think he's got to be not only great, he's got to be MVP level. He's got to carry that group in the absence of LeBron James. And I'm just not that optimistic, guys, that he can sustain it.
What's the identity of the Lakers? That's a real question. And the identity of the Lakers is they're a beatable average basketball team.
I love AD. He is a complimentary championship player to the player. He's never going to be the guy.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. So there were a lot of questions. Could AD carry the Lakers in LeBron's absence? Well, he's not really an alpha. Da, da, da. The only time I've seen, and AD had some decent teams with the Pelicans, like Drew Holiday was the point guard, the whole thing. Only time I saw AD in his career step up as the guy where I could remember, boy, the team really needed him. He was playing against another team that had something to play for, and he came up huge, was one of those years he was in New Orleans, and the Spurs needed a win for home court in the playoffs. And they had Tim Duncan and everything. They were crewed up, and AD gave them the business and won. But his career has not been, and partly it's the position he plays, needs someone to get him the ball, but his career has not been one where there have been a lot of performances like that, like you're the guy, can you carry this team? But he did have 39 points, including 12 in the fourth quarter, and the Lakers held on for a 113-105 win over the Warriors on Sunday. You guys, Jay, you have thoughts on AD?
Doing what he has to do, man. Keeping him in contention, bro.
He's like, to me, like the fifth biggest story of the weekend in the NBA.
No, but it's not even necessarily him is whether it's a story. It's the team. It's the Lakers. It's LeBron James.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't talk about Anthony Davis and the Lakers without talking about LeBron James.
Right, that's
right. That's one of the things that they say. Hey, can he keep – he did all this in 39 points. And they say, can he keep the team competitive till LeBron James comes back? That's the conversation. The conversation is, can he do that? Is he good enough – to have them teetering the last couple games on trying to get a play-in spot. And I think that that's what you have to look to. It's encouraging to see the fact that LeBron James was not on the court and the Lakers went ahead and took care of the Golden State Warriors with Steph Curry on the floor, coming back, Draymond, Klay. They had their big three out there where the Lakers really didn't. Now, look, if there's nobody, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Jay, there's nobody from a defensive standpoint with the Warriors that should be able to slow down Anthony Davis. So he's out there essentially playing big ball, a bunch of little guys that's trying to guard him.
I mean, he's going against Draymond Green and company.
A little guy.
AD did what he was supposed to do last night.
Yeah.
He did what he was. I mean, that is to the end degree of my breakdown. Like, him having those points, like, that's who AD needs to be. But, like, frankly, to me, Philadelphia beat Milwaukee was a bigger game.
Embiid locking down Giannis, one-on-one defense, to me, because I'm like,
Philly, if you see, like, and watching Boston then lose to New York, they lost to New York last week. They lost to the Brooklyn Nets. They lose in double-digit leads. I'm like, oh, well, what's – can Philly make a run here? It looks like Philly's legit. It's like, so I respect AD and what's going on in L.A., but, like, they're still trying to get to
also,
the 10th spot.
By the way,
the thing is, though, Jay, there's no question the Knicks in Boston, Philly, those are good basketball games.
Nobody
wants to hear about the basketball. They want to hear about the drama
your boy surrounding
the Lakers.
The drama is KD and what he might do with Phoenix versus Dallas, and what that backcourt can do.
You think your boy coming back? LeBron on the scooter now? You think he coming back in 2 weeks?
I think if they are within a few games of getting into the play-in,
He heard a
come
pop
on,
in
he's
his
on
foot.
A scooter. You come back in 2 weeks and now try to carry us to this promised land.
I think if they within the two games though, Jay, he has to.
See, this is why I know we stirring up stuff to talk about.
What you
LeBron
mean?
And the Lakers
right now? They 2 games out, right?
Yeah.
So, no, wait.
I'm waiting to hear your projection, Key.
No, I'm saying they're two games out of the 10th spot. One game out of the 10th spot. So, essentially, I'll give you 2 games. Of course he's going to come back if he can. Of course he is.
So, what are
because
the odds
he
you
has
think,
to.
You think they win the play-in game with LeBron on the floor?
Who would they play?
I mean, it's going to be a play-in game. 7, 8, 9, 10.
So, 10 would play 7?
Yes.
So, who was 7?
Right now, 7 would be the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, I think they can beat them. They already beat them a week ago. I think they can beat them. If they see the Mavs again, yeah, that's going to be a tough one.
Like, you know, how many games is that back for LeBron? Like two? Like, that's all, you know, the dude is rolling around on a scooter, man.
I'm just saying,
he's not even putting weight on
his
foot.
He heard a pop in his foot.
Why would you come back?
They said they're going to reevaluate him in 3 weeks.
So hard.
Because he has to.
No, he doesn't have to.
It's a wrap this season.
No, he does not.
Yes, he has to.
Why?
Because if he misses the playoffs again, he's not going to feel good about doing that. And then all of the boo birds come out and surrounding and harassing him.
No.
I'm just telling you.
The Lakers are loaded. They're getting loaded for next year.
He's already set. The dude scored the scoring title. The only reason the Lakers are in this position because this dude was averaging over 30 at 38 years
That's
old.
That's why they need to get that 30 back.
But for real, let's be realistic. Lakers ain't doing anything this year. Next year?
I never said they were. Man.
Next year they really could do something.
Keep holding on to that life raft so hard, though.
I never once said the Lakers were going to the championship. That's not what I said.
Yeah, you're hoping for
the play-in, and maybe whoever they draw, if they win the play-in, they beat Mavs, then they play whoever they play,
they may be able to get them.
Yeah, that's all.
Here's a real question. Who gets farther in these playoffs, the Knicks or the Lakers?
The Knicks.
What if the Knicks draw the Celtics first round?
Well, they wouldn't be able to do that.
No, they would be able to.
They're fifth.
Possible. Yeah, at this moment.
They're fifth. I mean, so do you think they would just drop down to, like, being – you're going to be in a play-in tournament,
they could be
is
six,
what you're saying?
No, they could be 6-3.
Because then you're saying
three.
They're going to be in a play-in tournament.
No, it could be, like, 6-3 or something like that.
I mean –
Right, that could happen.
Boston's four games ahead of Philly.
But Philly's playing well. Boston isn't.
Yeah, I think they
yeah,
were
maybe
probably,
too many games.
It's likely for them to see like a Cleveland or a Brooklyn.
Yeah. By the way, yeah, the Knicks might go farther than the Lakers this year in the playoffs.
Yeah,
nuts. All right. Anyway,
sell it, Max.
Well, it could happen. Here's the real. You guys buried the lead from this weekend. You know what we found out this weekend? It was unbelievable. Kevin Durant's really good at basketball.
We found that out.
We didn't already know that? I've been waiting to see
what?
If he's good at basketball or not, but now I can say definitively, yes, he is good at basketball.
I just like seeing Luka and Devin Booker go at it, especially when Luka misses a chippy to win it, and then Devin Booker lets him know about it. To me, I need to see that in the playoffs. I need to see those two. And understand like everything between Kyrie and KD and what they haven't talked about yet. There's so much on that court.
I was going to take Vance yesterday, but he had football, and I couldn't get back in time for work this morning. I was going to take him to go see that game.
You know what people are waiting to talk about, guys?
Yes.
This is what I mean. Ja bumped everybody from the headlines. Everyone wants to talk Ja. 888-SAY-ESPN. Is the first domino in the QB carousel about to fall? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.